Free FM.
Here you can be free.
Penn Jillette.
That's the Mike Jones Enormous Orchestra playing there with the Penn Jillette theme. For those of you who love Mike Jones, and who the hell doesn't? Mike Jones will be playing in Chicago, where we are going out to. Chicago, he'll be in this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the Green Mill. And he says if enough people show up from the radio show, he will play the Monkey music. He will play the music from Monkey Tuesday. So if you want to hear that live, go down to the Green Mill Friday and Saturday. And speaking of Chicago, we have one of the two greatest people in Chicago on the telephone right now. Is that right, Steve Dahl? We hope we have Steve Dahl on the phone. Are you there? Is this Steve Dahl?
No, I'm Matt King.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we also have Matt King. On line 11, we have Steve Dahl. Matt King is here again. We're going to talk to Matt King later, but right now we got Steve Dahl. Very excited about Steve.
Hey, Penn.
Hey!
How are you?
You're calling me on my radio show.
I know.
How's that?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's different.
Yeah, it is very different.
First off, congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks a lot. And because
you still don't believe in God, even after two kids?
Even after looking into the eyes of my child, even with Charlie Sheen saying you can't be an atheist if you've looked into your eyes of the child, I've been looking into the eyes of those two goddamn kids, and I don't see God.
You're hardcore, man. That's all I can say.
I see evolution.
All right.
I see the beauty and the wonder of life. But speaking of the beauty and wonder of life, you got your on the radio, right?
Well, I don't think it was. I'm hoping that didn't. I think it was somewhere else where they. I can't lose any off the top, if you know what I mean. I don't have that much to give, but. Yeah, I did. I had a vasectomy on the air. That's for sure.
You did, and
but I don't think they actually snip your.
No, they don't.
I think that won't happen because I don't think I would have gone in for that. Once again, I don't have that kind of. I don't have any anything to spare there. So,
but you got this done like 60 years ago, right?
It was a while ago.
It was a long while ago. So probably the technology they used there, you know, were the garden snips.
I know that they had to cauterize my wound. Which was
really?
Painful, and they poured sulfur on it, and then a branding iron. So,
oh, that's great.
Which and it turns out I liked, and now
of course.
That's something that I do with some regularity. But.
And thank goodness for the internet.
Yeah,
DJ. I think I did.
It must have been. Well, my youngest son is 21, so it's probably 20. It was right after he was born, so.
Oh, sure.
I mean, it's 19 years ago. But I heard you talking about it. You should do it on the air.
But I just thought I was ripping off one of your
picks. No. Well, first off, you're giving me credit, which no one else. After I did that on the air,
people
did rip off the concept.
Uh-huh.
You know, not that I invented the vasectomy or whatever, but to have an on-air surgical procedure at that time, you know, let's say 15 years ago was, different. But I was really more like 18. I mean, it was quite a while. I don't remember what year it was. I think it was like 80. Yeah, whatever. I guess I should have looked this up before the interview. That's why I'm not on too many other people's radio shows, I guess.
You never have to prepare. Never.
But you know, it was different. And plus, your take on everything is totally different. But, so guys were doing it, right? I mean, a couple of guys had vasectomies or whatever. But then other guys heard about it, and they knew it was a good idea, and it was interesting, and it would get them press. But they didn't want to actually have it done to themselves. So they would have listeners get vasectomies on the air. There's no connection. Why do I want to hear somebody else's vasectomy? I would only want to hear the radio host's vasectomy, right?
Well, one thing I was going to do, those things that when they rip off a joke and say, oh yeah, I know it's someone else's joke, but I do it with Clinton, that kind of thing. I was going to do is a listener did call in and say he wanted to get one too, and I thought that if he came out, we could get them together.
Duels.
Duel.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that's I encourage you to do it because I would love to hear your take on it. You don't have to worry about me. I mean, you and I are tight in terms of that. You've always given me my, you know, respect, and I hope that, you know, I always give you ears. So
I've never given you any more respect than you deserve, sir. Never a bit. And I never will, goddammit. But listen, I want to talk a little bit about the vasectomy.
Sure.
I of course know about I've read about this and I've known about it.
You could probably do it to yourself if you wanted.
I think
to,
I probably
with a
could.
Knife.
And then I would really, I would say, this is not ripping off Steve Dahl at all. I have a bottle of Jack Daniels and a razor blade. Let's go, kids. And that's amazing for me because never having had a drink,
yeah,
it would be a very good anesthetic for me.
Yeah.
Very good. It would take me right out. But I had, you know, we filmed when I had a cholesteatoma, which is this skin growing on your brain inside your ear. My whole ear was filled up with the wrong kind of skin.
Right.
And they had never done that operation under a local. They only did it under a general. But we had a TV show to turn in for FX, so Teller suggested I get it under a local. So I got a local anesthetic, and then they cut my ear off and peeled my ear back,
yeah,
and taped it to my nose, and then went into my ear and were scraping around. And it was the most pain and everything. And Teller was trying to do a bit. He was trying to vanish a penny and make it appear inside my brain. And he's going, so Teller is kneeling in front of me with three cameras around me going, just say, yes, that's my penny. Say, yes, that's my penny. And I'm going, Teller, it really hurts. He goes, don't talk about that. Say, yes, that's my penny. Yes, that's my penny. And he's screaming in my face. And we get the shot, and they let me go unconscious with my whole ear off. And you can see, like, my brain in the shot. And Teller goes into the next room, and the writers go, Jesus, Teller, I mean, you were really screaming at him. Don't you have any compassion? He said, okay, the next shot I won't scream at him, and then you be the one to tell him that he did it under a local and then we don't have it on film.
Yeah.
And they all went, oh, okay, yell at him next time.
Plus, in a reversal of fortune, you're the quiet one for a change.
Absolutely, I could barely talk.
A chance for him to shine.
There were some medical students around, and when they drilled, they took a drill into my skull, and the medical student turned to one of the writers and said, he's never heard anything louder in his life.
Yeah.
And while they were doing that, I said really quietly, we got this on tape, I went, Ramones. But how long does it take?
Well, it took maybe an hour and a half or so. Mm-hmm. I was there I think I started the show. I do like a 5-hour show.
So, sure you do.
You know, I consider you to be a wuss for only doing one. But let's
and
not get into
correct.
That right now.
You're correct. You're correct.
But of course, I don't do two magic shows every night. So
yeah, there's a difference.
Yeah. I started in a limo and went down to the doctor's office, and then, you know, the preparation takes a while, and, you know, there's a shaving, which is nice.
Sure.
The shaving was the best part, really. It was
who,
like
who
a warm shaving. That's all, that's all I remember. And then I think it probably took maybe, I don't know, an hour, hour and a half, something like that.
And afterwards, and now, see, this, I read about this.
It probably doesn't take that long. I think the doctor kind of dragged it out for me. So, you know, because I had 5 hours to fill. So
sure. And then you didn't want to have to do 2 hours of sports.
No, I kept giving him the stretch sign. You know, come on, stretch. Of course, he didn't know what I meant, but I just meant, you know, the operation.
There were two things you could have meant by that.
I didn't mean any kind of enlargement.
Right. Now, speaking of this type thing, now, we were told by a woman who called in and said that she thought that there was a lack of production afterwards, that there was a lack of volume.
Right.
There's not. But she said that a guy told her that, and I said, did you know him right before and right after the operation? She said, no, only after. And I said, you know, he might have been lying to you.
Yeah, he might have been blaming something on somebody, you know, for whatever reason.
I mean, any port in a storm, as they say.
Right. Or, yeah, you know, right. I mean, blame it on the doctor. He's not there. But, no, mm-hmm. I noticed there was no difference in any of that.
And nothing. No difference sexually at all.
Nothing. Except you don't have to worry about knocking people up.
So that's the reason you did it. Not only was it good radio, but also the birth control was part of the consideration. Is that
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, I have three sons, and I was good with that. So Yeah, no, there's absolutely no change in anything. And that's kind of a thing I think a lot of guys use to, you know, get out of doing it.
Uh-huh.
But there's just no, you don't notice any difference.
Well, you know, there's no reason to get out of doing it. I mean, there's nothing more fun than elective surgery. I mean,
yeah.
For me.
Well, yeah, me, you know. And then the best part is, you know, you get to have the ice bag down on your crotch for, you know, a couple of days, and, you know, you get some sympathy around the house. So that's nice, too.
Yeah. Is that the last time you get sympathy around your house?
Yeah.
Yeah. About. And how much pain was involved? Because, you know, I'm a little different than you on this. I kind of dig pain.
It was not painful really at all. I mean, you could feel like a tugging, you know, a little bit of
boy.
A tugging. It's like like when you get, did you have your wisdom teeth out?
Yeah.
You know how you feel that sort of tugging and you don't feel any pain?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. And then afterwards, I really wasn't in that much pain. You know, I mean, they give you some, I don't know if you take any medication at all.
I take things that are non-recreational prescribed medicine, I'll take.
So. Yeah, I mean, I just give you some Vicodin or something, which is always
fun. Eminem songs. Yeah, sure.
And but it was, I mean, really, the whole thing was imagining it, and I think, and I heard you talking about this last week maybe or yesterday. I can't remember. But,
it's the same. It's
The fear of it is really, that's the worst part of it. I mean, once it's happening to you, you're like, well, this is nothing. What was I worried about? You know, because guys and their, you know, genitals, they don't like, you know.
I mean,
we fall asleep with our hands in our pants, you know, because we're like cavemen protecting ourselves, you know, so.
But, you know, we had our OBGYN who delivered both of our children, who's, because there were some difficulties, we got this real superstar in. And I talked to him about vasectomies, and he said, they're so easy to do. The people in the OBGYN department, when we're studying medicine, they give us one film strip for like 10 minutes and just say, now you can do it.
Yeah.
He said, there's really supposed to be nothing to it.
Back when I did it, they actually had to tie a knot. You know, the tube had to be tied into a knot or something.
Right.
And now I think they just have a clip they put on it.
Yeah, I think they even do less now. They just have this little, it's a very tiny clip or
even a laser thing or something.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And did they, and then the branding afterwards. Now, all the branding is optional, right?
Yeah, that's all just, you know, it's your discretion.
I mean, you just got a big Hell's Angels on your ass branded in.
Yeah, a lot of the doctors like to leave their signature down there. You know, it's like a painting.
Sure, sure. You want to make sure it's the.
I gotta say, it didn't hurt at all. As far as I can recall, and it does keep you from, you know, then you don't knock anybody up.
But I had, and that's also the other thing, you know, if you are in charge of the birth control, then you have birth control for all the women on the planet, right?
Correct, sir.
Yes, you now have that. It's not like you have to go through what kind of birth control you're going to use any time. You are totally set.
Right.
And you doing it on the radio was a fine advertisement, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, and you can't be, not that you would be, but you can't be duped or, it can't be some soap opera plot where, you know, oh, yeah, I'm taking it, but she's really just taking Tic Tacs and then,
And you do know. You still have a, do you still have a scar?
I can't figure out how to look down there. So I guess I could get a mirror, but, you know.
Or get an explorer. Get someone who cares.
Yeah, I don't
think. Go down and check.
I don't think so. I don't really know. I mean, I don't even really remember it. You know, most of the time I forget that it even happened. So,
but I'm really disappointed because I was under the impression that you got it done in the studio. You went to a doctor's office.
Yeah.
But it was still live?
Yeah. We had like a line set up there, and we did it from there.
Wow, that's really great.
Most radio studios, now you're at your house, so it's different.
Yeah.
But most radio studios that I have worked in over my career, I would not want to have any kind of surgical procedure in them because they're fairly filthy. So I think he would have done it at the studio, but I felt that maybe it would be better to go to an actual clean, clinic.
The issue of hamming it up is a real one. I mean, when I got my cholesteatoma in front of the cameras, the doctor, while my head was wide open, was doing shtickla, you know?
Yeah.
This was his one chance. Did you have a funny doctor?
Yeah, I did. He was funny. He was very calm. He's like very calming, you know, type. He kind of talked like this, but he had a good sense of humor. And so it was Now, I think that the selection of the doctor is key for you because you're going to be awake, so you're going to want somebody that you can, you know, participate with properly or can participate with you properly.
Yeah, and also you want to get someone that's done it a few times, not, you know, Bob's bait shop and vasectomy.
Right, who doesn't want to talk because you're distracting him.
Although, you know, that not talking is a great idea. Maybe we could give Teller a very quick lesson and Teller could do it for
you.
Yeah.
I don't know. You don't want him taking out years of frustration on you down there.
Yeah.
Because you are a bit of a bossy pants.
Yeah.
If I'm Teller, oops. What? Oops. That's all. Don't even look. Don't look.
And
what?
Then the headline would be Teller's first words in public.
Yeah.
Oops.
Right. He made something disappear, and he's not going to make it reappear.
Sorry, you big fat bastard, Teller says, after years of silence.
Yeah.
I swear you flinched, says silent member of comedy team.
Make that reappear, why don't you? Tough guy. Catch that between your teeth.
Hey, magic man. Well, thank you so much, Steve, for all the advice.
Oh, sure. I mean, I could, you know, I have to say I have no regrets about it whatsoever.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a great thing. And, you know, my wife was talking about, you know, what kind of birth control to consider. And I said, well, I'll just get a vasectomy. And she wanted to, like, you know, really talk it out. And she was, like, making, like, it was a big decision for me. And it really isn't. It's really the only decision I have is whether to do it on radio or not because I'd be ripping off Steve Dahl.
Yeah, no, well, you have my blessing.
And don't forget that this Friday and Saturday, Mike Jones, you know, our astonishing piano player, is at the Green Mill in your town. So
oh, great.
Nothing Friday or Saturday night. He's going to be playing with a trio there, and he'll kill. So you should stop by and see him. And then people can also see Steve Dahl out in public, and you can probably have two or three volunteers to check to see if they can see your scar.
Sure. I could. We could arrange for something like that, sure. Maybe another nice shaving would be
a very nice shaving.
A nice warm shaving. That's
warm
the best
shaving.
Part. Demand that.
I'll demand the warm shaving.
You know, you want the warm lather and the actual hand, the nurse hand shaving. That's what you want.
Okay.
Demand it.
So you would say shaving is important.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people now they'll use some kind of an electronic device or whatever. But you want it old fashioned,
sure.
Warm shaving cream and hand shaved.
Oh yeah.
Just like you like your ham.
Thanks. Thank you so much, Steve.
All right.
Thanks, Steve. We'll see you, man.
All right, take care.
Bye. That was Steve Dahl. I'm here with Matt King. I am Penn Jillette. We're on Free FM 866-313-FREE. I guess you can call me about anything. We opened up many cans of, shall we say, worms. 866-313-FREE. PennRadio.com. You know, we're on. We were on that whole time, I think. Were we on that whole time, Patrick? Okay, good. This is Ben Jillette. Are we on the air now? Now we're on the air. Good. 866-313-FREE, 3733, PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. You know, I'm very good friends with Mac King.
I would say.
We're very good friends. And he came in to do the show yesterday. We had a great time. He came in to do the show today. And then I've been essentially ignoring you. You know, we were talking to Steve Dahl that whole time.
Yeah.
You haven't had a vasectomy.
But I'm considering it. And if you're going to have people in to do it with you, I'll do it.
You'll do it together?
Yeah, you bet.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, I'm in.
Matt King and Ben Jillette have a vasectomy together.
Yeah, I'd
yeah,
do that. Certainly.
We could do that.
Certainly.
We could do that, sure.
Yeah, I want to go second.
You first, Ben. Sure, we could do that. We could set that up. But now we got to find out how long it takes to heal, unless we can do it. No, I want to do it time that I'm. So we'll have to wait till the next break. But you have Saturdays, you have Sundays and Mondays
off.
So we could do it on a Saturday, maybe.
Yeah,
but that wouldn't be live.
Do
it on a Friday. No, that's no good because we want to be live on the air.
I'll skip my Saturday show. I'll skip Friday and Saturday.
So we do it on Friday or Thursday?
On Friday.
Yeah, but not this week. because I have plans this week.
Right.
I'm gonna
with what?
I have plans that mean I don't want to have a vasectomy.
Oh, okay, all right.
Comprende? Do I have to spell it out? Do I have to spell it out?
Oh.
You know, I just thought there might be some fun in store, and I didn't want to. But you're thinking, because you have one child.
I do have a child.
And you're done, right?
Yeah, all done.
Now, I wasn't sure last time I was hanging out with you and Jen that Jen was sure she was done with one child.
She's been sure.
She's been sure.
Yeah.
It was just when we said we're having another kid, she was just making conversation.
Yeah, she's just trying to be. She's the nicest person in the
world. She's trying to be nice. Yeah,
that's all.
See, when people try to be nice to me, it always ends in tears.
Believe me, I know.
But I want. I think we have time for this. Matt King, who does
Gillette.
A magic show at Harrah's, comedy magic show, the best comedy magic show I've seen. I think. I'm trying to think of someone that's better. I don't think there is one. You know, and fabulous
you
comedy
seen
magic
yourself.
Show
is that what
in
saying?
The afternoon. I don't know. You know, if we do a comedy magic show, our show is very different than yours.
Yes, it
but
is.
In the general view of a comedy magic show, I mean, if some sort of view of classic, you know, because your show, with the exception of a few references, you could do your show 50 years ago, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I used to.
And Matt King did the worst show I've ever heard about in show business. And I love this story. And if you want to call up, if you think you've seen, I mean, obviously if you've done, even better. But if you think you've seen a worse show than this, 866-313-FREE, 3733, with really bad show business shows. We were telling stories, sitting around talking about telling stories about show business. And I was talking about a drummer I knew that was shot on stage. Right?
Yeah,
and we were talking about people that were pulled off the stage and beaten and all these great, you know, guitars. And, of course, the Mothers of Invention having the fire in the room where they played. And then Mac just kind of, you know, just pull out enough to win, Milton. You know, he just
story
kinda said,
of my life.
I have got a better story. And he told this story. I'm going to heckle as you go because
that's
I get
the only
so
way
excited.
I've ever told it.
Go ahead, Mac. Tell the thing.
Well, I beg to differ with you first. Mm-hmm. I did not say I have a better story. I'm not the kind of guy
right.
who would ever say
that
would preface a story by saying I have a better story.
But you knew you did. And your body language said it. You know, don't think that humility is only in words.
All right.
Because there was a body language thing that just said, shut up, pikers. I'm ready to talk. And then you Sinatra'd us. Go ahead.
Well, Sinatra, yeah. So I get this call.
It was like Bob Dylan with Donovan. Go ahead.
I get this call. It's like Monday morning, I'm sitting at home. And hi, this is Matt King. And this guy says, we just want you to know we're still expecting you at our college on Thursday. And this was like Mississippi Valley Community College or something. This was years ago when I got it in my head that I should be doing college shows,
sure.
which was a big mistake, not just for this show, but just in general. But anyway, I said, I'm planning on being there. I didn't, you know, what was unsaid was I sure do need the money. But and he says, well, we thought you might have heard about the incident. And I said, no, I haven't heard. Oh, the terrible tragedy on campus. I hadn't heard, you know, I was living in California at the time in L.A., and I had not heard the tragedy at Mississippi Valley Community College. And I said, no, I didn't hear your tragedy. And he says, oh, a very popular student was killed on campus over the weekend. Oh, no, I hadn't heard. He says, but we still want you to come. We think it would
How was he killed?
In his car. I don't know.
Okay.
That's the only details ask for details on that one.
That's okay.
So I said,
You should always say, this might be a great story later. So give me some scene setting. Give me some exterior.
I should, I failed to do that.
I try to do that in my life.
Failing to do that, I said, yes, I'm planning on being there. And he says, well, we're going to have a little memorial service before your show. And I said, you know, I don't know that that's a really good idea. I said, I know the contract says that if you cancel right now, you still have to pay me. But these are weird circumstances, and I'm sure that the agency, we can work out something, and, you know, we can reschedule this, and you guys won't have to pay.
And this is when you need money.
Yeah, I need the money.
So this is a very, very big deal.
Yeah, I need the dough bad.
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping he says what he says. No, we still want you to come.
Yeah, of course. Sure. Sure. Plus, a little memorial service.
Plus, I don't know about you, but if I do have, there's that little thing in the back of your head that goes, you know, it doesn't matter how what happens before me. I got a great show. I'm going to be fine.
Sure.
Don't you do that?
Yeah. I can follow Madonna.
Yeah, of course.
So Hendrix is coming back to life. He's going to play a show. I'll go on
I'll
after.
I'll go juggle.
Sure, exactly. Kurt Cobain comes back. Sure, I can. I'll go juggle.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So he says, no, we still want you to be here. So I go.
Of course you do.
Of course I go. And I get there, and it's way, way, way worse than I would have ever thought.
Oh, tell it slow. Let me just hear every little nuance. How bad is it, Mac?
Well, it's not just that there's going to be a memorial service, and then the kids are going to file over to the auditorium where my little show is.
Which would be
is.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
That would be bad.
Yeah.
Have a memorial service on one side of campus,
right,
and then a magic show. Especially a guy that comes out in a suit that looks like a couch and goes, howdy, I'm Mac King.
Exactly.
I mean, that's bad.
That's bad.
But you say it's worse than that, Mac?
Well, Penn, it is, in fact. So
tell it.
I'm in the same place as the memorial service.
Yes. Say that sentence again.
I'm in the same place as the memorial service. That place.
Oh.
Is, yeah.
Let that sink in, ladies and gentlemen. Let that sink in.
So it's not that the memorial service is in the auditorium. It's in a chapel. And then my show is in that very same chapel.
Yeah.
And so so you'd think, okay, it's going to be in the chapel and there's going to be a memorial service.
But you know, I can follow that. Damn, I'm funny.
Certainly there'll be like a break with lunch or something in between.
A cup of coffee.
Yeah.
You want to have a cup of coffee after that. Sure. You'd want a cup of coffee, maybe a small cracker or some sort of nosh. Sure.
Yeah,
sure. To celebrate life, you know, afterwards.
That's right. But no. No, there's no break. There's a bunch of kids, you know, college students, standing up and telling their fondest memory of this dead boy. And then...
Wait, who else is in the...
Well, I'm getting up to that.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So, I get too excited. And then she took her blouse off? Okay.
Yeah.
Was she
don't
wearing...
skip right to the panties.
Was she
Come
wearing
on.
Panties? Oh, Max.
So they're telling these stories, and it's heart-wrenching. And I'm standing backstage going, oh, this is just...
And just like sex... What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a goofy plaid suit. My pockets are loaded up with card tricks and a telephone and a big rock and all sorts of my comedy props.
And you are how far from the kids talking about their dead friend?
Well, I mean, a straight line, 10 feet. There's plywood between us, or maybe a curtain.
And there is crying.
Oh, yeah, people are sobbing, wailing. It's awful. I mean, and I'm back there going, what am I doing here? Why? This is, it's already the worst day of my life.
And so good.
So then.
And. We're going to take a break.
We
and we'll be back with more of Mac King's worst day of his life. This is so much better than you think it's going to be. 866-313-FREE. Have you seen a worse show than this? Go Penn Jillette and Mac King. That's the searing guitar playing over the Mac King. No, the Mike Jones. Enormous ensemble at PennRadio.com. PennRadio@gmail.com. 866-313-FREE. 3733. Once again, Mike Jones with his trio. That does not include me because he wanted a better bass player. I'm going to be playing at the Green Mill in Chicago this weekend, Friday and Saturday. And if enough people show up and ask for monkey music, he will play it. But that's not what we're really talking about. We're talking about Matt King's story. And there is not one human being that was listening before the break that is not listening now. I mean, houses could be on fire and people would hang for this. But there may be some people that just tuned in. So I would like to recap. Matt King is sitting in Los Angeles, not a lot of coin in his pocket, needing a little bit of money, gets a phone call from Mississippi Valley Community College.
I believe I could be misremembering.
Okay.
But yeah.
Mississippi, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
They say, we're still doing the show on Thursday. He says, yeah, of course you are. They say, well, you know, even after the tragedy. Turns out, not just a student, but a popular student.
Very popular, I was told. Very.
Has died a miserable death. And Thursday, there's going to be a memorial service. But Thursday, they have also booked Matt King. So Matt King is going to do a show after a memorial service for a very popular student at a college.
Who was killed. Not just died.
Killed. Killed.
Murdered.
Not like cute Ally McGraw death and love story.
No,
Probably. We don't really have all the details.
Murdered in his
probably
car.
Probably murdered in his car.
Probably. He was definitely murdered.
Murdered?
Yes.
How come you... How do you hide your light under a bushel basket?
I thought
murdered.
I said killed.
You said killed? He could have a car accident. Murdered. Oh. Murdered. 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 That's the word you want when you tell this story.
Oh, okay.
When you make your little notes, you know, like, you know, Jay Leno has his notes for his jokes. You say, penniless, Mississippi, memorial service, murdered, 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 murdered. Then you go on with the story.
I'm a fool.
Now, what he finds out when he gets there, oh, this is such a great story. And by the way, if we do take any calls, 866-313-3733, it'll be to talk about anybody who's seen a show anywhere near this bad.
Yeah, hopefully somebody was at this show.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great? Okay, so Matt King, now you need, if you're at a computer right now, you should go to mackingshow.com. M-A-C-K-I-N-G. SHOW.com. It looks like mackingshow.com. He couldn't get Mac King because it's macking, and macking is a term the kids love to use. Okay. So mackingshow.com, just to see, if you haven't seen Matt King perform on many World's Greatest Magic, a lot of times on TV, also one of the hit shows in Vegas in the afternoon at Harris. I threw that in, hit
yeah,
show.
Hit show.
Yeah, because we're going to savage.
That's like murder.
We're gonna,
yeah. Gotta leave that, put that in.
We're going to savage your show shortly, so you want to say how good it is. But go to that page and look at the suit. Look at the goddamn
suit. Yeah, there are a few different suits pictured on the homepage there, but I was probably wearing the reddish suit in the upper right corner of the homepage.
Okay. Reddish suit in the upper right corner of the homepage, and he is 10 feet as the vulture flies. 10 feet.
That's from, how I'm going to tell it next time, too.
As the vulture flies from legions.
Legions of bereft.
Distraught, bereft.
Students. Pouring their hearts out, telling their favorite thing about the poor departed,
murdered
child. Yeah. He's not a child. I mean, he's a college student.
Probably 18, 19 years old. Cut
the
down.
Prime of his life.
The prime of his life.
Certainly.
And there's probably a lot of crying.
Oh, crying and, you know, just awful. And I'm backstage, literally, like you say, 10 feet as the vulture flies. From the multitudes, pouring their hearts out.
And you are dressed in the plaid suit, looking like a couch.
Yeah.
A suit that is picked for comedy purposes.
Yeah, timeless comedy. That couch.
Maybe a little bit clownish, the
yeah.
suit.
Rubish.
And can you go from top to bottom, what's in your pockets? Because that's
good. All right. So we can go from top to bottom, what's in my pockets. All right. I've never told this part before. All right. In my upper left pocket, breast pocket of my suit, there is a comedy long card.
Now, for those who don't know.
And that's a card that looks like the Three of Diamonds if you pull out a bit of it.
Yeah.
But if you continue to pull, it's three times the length of a normal card.
Uh-huh.
And it has nine diamonds in a row. And it's going to be the big payoff of my show. That's the final. That's the finish of my act.
So you force the Nine of Diamonds. You have someone think of the Nine of Diamonds.
Right.
And then you say, this is the card in the pocket. They see the Three of Diamonds. Boom. Bang. Big payoff.
Yeah. Pa-da-pow.
Pa-da-pow. That's in the one pocket.
That's one pocket. In my left outside jacket pocket, like 8 foot length of rope. Two decks of cards.
Because, yeah, you're being given enough rope to hang yourself.
That's right. Two decks of cards, two Fig Newtons.
Say those words slowly.
Two Fig Newtons.
Because Fig Newtons are funny.
Yeah.
While the Fig Newtons are sitting in your pocket, 10 feet as the vulture flies away, we're talking about a murdered student, and we're in a chapel.
Yeah.
Oh, go on. What else is in your pocket? Two Fig Newtons, two decks of cards, length of rope, long card.
Yeah, let's see. What else is in that pocket? Nothing in that pocket. Right jacket pocket, a bundle of rope with knots on it for the big finish of the rope trick.
Sure. Comedy.
Yeah.
Comedy.
Yeah. One single playing card for a trick later, and two more Fig Newtons.
Fig Newtons are a big theme of the
show. Yeah, yeah. Big theme. Pants pocket, right pants pocket front, a jumbo Fig Newton that I made out of wood. Left front pocket, two regular Fig Newtons. Right back pocket, a big rock the size of my foot.
Right. For a great moment in your show.
Yeah. Yeah. And then left back pocket, a bottle of beer. let's see. Inside jacket pocket, a big giant fat marker, which I make a vibrator joke about. A little pan of, call it a fireball, but it's a miniature fireball that will light up and be on fire.
Right.
That I'll pull out lit from my coat.
Now, you people might want to be making notes, because the next funeral you go to, this is what you want to have in your pockets.
Oh, I recommend it highly. Then right inside jacket pocket, a jumbo deck of playing cards.
Yeah.
A little tube to make an earthworm vanish.
Because, you know, the worms crawl in, the worms crawl out, the worms play pinochle. Yeah, sure, of course. Yeah.
And then a bag of garbage bag twist ties. And I believe, I don't know, also somewhere in my pocket, one of my pockets is a worm, an earthworm, and an antenna.
Okay.
So that's, and there's a telephone receiver also in my left sleeve.
You're ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I'm while they're talking, I am loading all of this stuff into my suit behind the cardboard curtain plywood wall. You know, backstage where that normally the chaplain would be preparing the sacrament.
When I first met Billy, we both loved to play softball, and that's how we got to know my roommate so well. Oh, Fig Newton goes here, Fig Newton goes here, giant Fig Newton goes here. And no one liked to laugh more than Billy. No one. And let me see, the rock goes in my back pocket, and here's the giant deck of cards. And I'm gonna miss him. Beautiful.
Yeah.
So there's your break.
I'm crying right now thinking about it. I'm backstage. I mean, you can't even call it. I mean, it's a chapel. It's not backstage.
And they're going to have a break for like
No, they're not having any break. Weren't you listening, my friend? There's no break.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'm trying to convince them. Oh, no, we think this will be good for everybody.
Why wouldn't it be? That's why in most religions throughout the world, they always have a comedy magician from Kentucky right after the memorial service.
Yeah,
common.
Yeah. But that's
part of the healing.
That's exactly how they put it to me. It'll be part of the healing.
Yeah, sure will.
And,
for that murdered kid. And you got Fig Newtons in your pocket. You sick bastard. Go on.
I needed the money. So, it comes time, after all of the wailing and gnashing of teeth, and so the student activities coordinator, who's the one whose brilliant idea this was, comes out and introduces me. No, he did not.
Okay, better.
A student introduced me.
Oh, yeah.
The student activities coordinator was not there.
Yeah, he's smart.
Yeah, he's
the
a genius.
One smart person on the campus is not there. Yeah.
So some student comes
Do
up.
Do you remember the words he said?
Well, no, I don't. I mean, should I make them up right now?
No, but what would it be? What's your standard deduction?
At that point, I'd probably done one of those World's Greatest Magic shows, so they would have said, you know, please welcome direct from NBC's World's Greatest Magic TV show, Mac King.
And out you come.
And out I come.
With a suit.
With a suit.
And the fake Newtons.
And a little suitcase.
And a suitcase.
Yeah, I'm carrying
comedy.
Yeah, I'm carrying a little suitcase. And, I mean, they say, please welcome Mac King, and, you know, there's no applause.
There couldn't be applause.
No.
A kid was murdered.
Yeah, and we're in a chapel. There's no, yeah.
You walk out, not even crickets, because crickets are respectful.
Right, all right,
nothing.
Exactly correct. This, yeah. So, I mean, I feel like the biggest unrespectful schmuck possible.
Yeah, you got fake Newtons in your pocket.
I'm loaded up to do stupid magic tricks.
A vibrator joke with a marker.
Yeah, I'm supposed to do an hour. I was supposed to do a little hour of my little magic show. And I walk out to complete silence. And not just silence, but, I mean, I don't think heads were bowed in prayer, but just embarrassment.
Sure.
People, no one would look at me.
Sure, of course not. Why would they?
Yeah. No one would even look up in my direction.
Oh, yeah.
And the first thing I see, sitting in the front row, are the dead boy's mom and dad.
Yes! 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 Mom and dad in the front row of your stupid-ass retarded magic show after their son has died in Mississippi. He was murdered, murdered, murdered. Ladies and gentlemen, Mac King!
Right? Yeah, that's kind of how it went. Except no one had that much enthusiasm, really.
And you had people pick a card.
Well, I mean, the first part of the show, luckily for me, there's nobody involved but me.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this rope trick, but I do it by myself. I just talk and do the trick and tell the little jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but, you know, it's a 6-minute trick, maybe, because of laughter and applause.
Yeah.
But there was no laughter.
No applause.
No applause.
No,
it might have been 3 minutes, that trick.
But then when he gets to the, we're getting very close to the end. When he gets to the audience participation, what do?
Yeah.
You have people pick a card?
I throw the rope out to a woman and I say, please stand up. And she says, I don't want to stand up. And nobody will help me. I'm now supposed to do 55 more minutes of show and no one will help me. So I just start doing the show as if no one were there. I just start saying, okay, here's what would have happened. You would have picked a card. It would have ended up in a cereal box. You would have had some money burnt, and it would have ended up in my shoe. And I do 50 minutes of show in about 11 minutes.
And the show changed his life forever. This is Ben Gillette. We'll be back tomorrow.